I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
My caravan holiday in Hampshire led me to making the acquaintance of Martha Enderby, an elderly cripple who used a powered invalid chair. She was in difficulties, so I towed her up to her great country residence, Tower House. To my horror, she'd passed out from the carbon monoxide fumes from my exhaust. However, a doctor arrived in time. I found she was the twin of Miss Carol Enderby, a much gentler type. Curiosity got the better of me again, and I ran into the twin sister Carol, who forbade me going to see how Martha was. Apparently, though living in the same house, they'd not been seen together for 30 years and never spoke to one another.
That shot was from Cutler, who watches the house and does odd jobs for me. If I call him again, he will very definitely shoot you.
How very nice. All the same, I can't see why you and he should object to my going along to your sister's room just to see that she's none the worse.
I'm very sorry, but I'm sure she wouldn't like it.
How do you know? You haven't seen her. The doctor told me that you and she never exchange a word.
That is true. All the same, such is my order. And should you use force on a very frail woman, I have only to call the faithful Cutler, who will most certainly fire.
In that case, I have no option. Good night, Miss Carol. I'm sorry to have troubled you.
Not at all. Apparently, you have been most kind. And some other time, maybe, I shall be able to better thank you. Good night.
Well, 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 the heavenly twins. I think I'll do a bit of snooping around these parts before I leave. Yes, I'd better send for Barbara in the morning. She can stay at the local.
You go adventuring again.
Like greatness, some have adventure chucked at them. Found out anything at the pub?
Oh, not much more than the doctor told you. The twin Enderbys, Martha and Carol, are a daggers drawn. Have been for 30 years. Never speak, never seen together. Martha, as cantankerous as they make 'em. Carol, gentle and everybody's favourite.
Any visitors at the Tower House?
Very few. The vicar now and then, but not encouraged. The grocer, milkman, baker, etc., leave Martha's goods at the front door, Carol's at the back door. Did you ever know anything so absurd?
It does sound screwy, doesn't it? You didn't meet either of them in the village, did you?
Not a sign of them. I must say I'd like to.
You may. Martha's the one with the chair. Carol is as straight as a die, physically, I mean. Did you find out anything of their standing?
Oh, yes. They were joint heiresses of old Colonel Enderby, share and share alike. The local solicitor, Mr. Merlin, administers the estate, pays them by cheque into separate banks.
You didn't hear of any love story or entanglement, eh?
Well, there was a story that Martha stole away, as it were, Carol's boyfriend many years ago, and there was a very bitter row, but he died, so nothing came of it for either of them.
Except the extraordinary estrangement. All right.
Surely you're not going to stick your nose into this ancient feud?
Why should I not? I've had an adventure pushed under my nose. I'm incurably curious, as you know. And mark you, I very much dislike being shot at.
You're wasting your time. Of that, I'm certain. It isn't as if you'll gain anything from it.
Oh, maybe not. Well, how do you like my caravan?
Oh, it's a beauty. And if you'll take my advice, you'll get it rolling in the least possible time.
Maybe I will, and maybe I'll not. However, I've asked you over to give you lunch a la Gypsy, and lunch you shall have. Just let the table flap down, and we'll get ready.
Mm-hmm. Where's the tablecloth?
In that bottom drawer.
Good. Rolly!
Eh?
What's this?
What's what?
This, a necklace. Diamonds at that.
My hat! Where did that come from?
I'm asking you. I thought you were on a holiday.
Where'd you find it?
Under the tablecloth. Rolly, this is probably a very well-known jewel. Do you think it was worth the risk?
This is not one of my successes. This is something I know nothing about. By Jove, it's magnificent.
And it's worth about 5 years' hard labour for you if you're found with it. Are you sure you haven't been sleepwalking?
Definitely. The point is, who's the owner?
And more important, who lifted it and planted it on you, and why?
Well, that settles matters. I'll have to stay around these parts now. Old ladies or no old ladies, I'll now have to find out where this came from and return it.
How? Who's going to believe you found a diamond necklace in your caravan? In any case, you don't know to whom it belongs.
We'll jolly soon find out. The owner will set up a hue and cry before long. There'll be news of a robbery in the papers, surely.
Yes, I suppose so. Well, there's nothing to do now, so let's put it back.
Hey there!
Who on earth's that?
It sounds very much like my friend Martha Enderby, one of the twins. Good day, Miss Enderby. Didn't think you'd be fit enough to go calling today.
Fit enough? Take more than your dirty exhaust to knock me out. Came down to thank you.
Let me introduce you to Miss Barbara of Havisham.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I'd like to look over your contraption. What about it?
Well, by all means,
That's all right. My legs aren't any good, I know, but the two of you could lift me out of my chair and set me on the top step, eh?
Oh, but of course. Give me a hand, Barbara.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, 12 stone, you know. Every ounce of it. Now, heave! That's it. Now, both of you turn your backs. I'll make the rest of the journey my own way, but I don't want an audience. I'll sing out when I'm ready. All right, I'm set.
Well, how do you like it?
Fair enough for idiots and honeymooners, but I like a bit of room to get around in. Well now, young man, I believe you met that mealy-mouthed sister of mine last night.
That's right, I did. The front door slammed, so I tried the back. I was anxious to know how you were. It was there I met Miss Carroll.
And she wouldn't let you come to the front of the house?
That's so?
Probably got old Cutler to fire off his gun at you, hey?
Yes, she called to him, and sure enough, he blazed off.
Just as I thought. You know she's loco, that one. Mad as a church. Pity she won't die. Tower House is a big place, but it ain't big enough for both of us.
It seems funny to me, Miss Martha. People around here seem to like her.
That's because she's so mealy-mouthed. Sweet winning smile and all that bunkum. But I've been her sister for many years, I know. And 30-odd years ago she did me the worst turn any woman could do another. Well, as you like Carol so much, I'll be on my way.
Oh, please, Miss Martha, don't
Shut up. Turn your backs while I scramble for the steps, then heave me into my chariot. Right. Now, heave. And don't forget the 12 stone and don't drop me.
Lend a hand again, Barbara.
Oh, yes.
Up.
All set.
Shall I give you a tow up the hill?
What? After last night? No fear. This gadget starts very easily. He's off. See you again.
Well, of all the quaint characters.
A real old terror.
You think so? I don't. She's a very much misunderstood old woman. Bitter, yes, but she really has been injured. I mean, in heart as well as in body.
Well, we'd better get on with the lunch, I promise you. So far, we've only got the tablecloth on and a 10,000-pound diamond necklace.
I'll start making the coffee, eh? Good heavens.
Good heavens what?
Look. Oh, no, it can't be true.
What can't be true?
Your coffee tin is richer than most by a diamond bracelet.
What?
Well, look for yourself.
A bracelet to match the necklace? In heaven's name, what is this? Listen, Barbara, I paid a lot of money for this caravan, but I didn't ask for a diamond-studded one.
You're sure you haven't been grey-goosing round here?
Of course I haven't. And would I plant the profits in such obvious places if I had?
Well, I think I'll go back to the pub for lunch, don't you?
Perhaps it would be better. We might be chewing emeralds and rubies with our fruit salad if we stay here. I say.
Yes?
I don't suppose the old lady planted that bracelet on me.
How could she? And if she did, what object could she have in doing so?
Yes, of course. All right, let's go to the pub for lunch. But before we do go, I'm going to search this caravan from end to end. I might even find the Koh-i-Noor.
Why are we here, Rowley? What have you got up your sleeve?
Did you read the papers this morning?
My word, I did.
And did you see a report that a 10,000-pound diamond necklace and a 2,000-pound diamond bracelet had been stolen?
Not a word in any of the papers, even the local.
That's strange, isn't it? Nobody's missed their diamonds yet. That's why we're in the public library.
You can be cryptic. What do we look for, crossword puzzles?
No. We look over old files of the local paper to see in what year robberies did take place locally or thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got a hunch. If my caravan diamonds were yesterday's news, they'd be in today's papers. Well, they're not. I've looked at last week's. Still no mention.
But I still don't see...
They're old news, forgotten. Don't you realize that if this were hot is the term, there'd be a hue and cry? Ergo, they're cold. A forgotten, unsolved robbery.
Well, the theft may not have been discovered yet, but that doesn't explain how you got them.
Listen, my doubting Thomas, I didn't steal them. But unless I know where they came from, I'm uneasy. And as a poet once remarked, uneasy lies the head that wears a tiara.
He said crown.
By tiara, I mean diamond necklace, bracelets and whatnot.
Oh.
And I'm uneasy. Now, go over these old local rags and see if anything cooks in them read jewel robberies. Got it.
You really found something?
Yes, listen. A further robbery last night was carried out during a party at Mort House. No less than £5,000 in jewels was taken. This is the sixth in this county, and so far the police have failed to find the malefactor. Sixth, eh? Here, let's turn back a bit.
Mm-hmm. Here's another. The safe of Mrs. Vaughan of the Chase was rifled of £3,000 worth of jewelry last evening. It would appear the thieves made their haul during a dinner party at which Mrs. Vaughan was, etc., etc.
Local bigwig?
Yes, Clover Lodge, Hampshire.
Here's an editorial. Uh-huh. The depredations of thieves in this county would point to coordinated, or at any rate a very skillful organization who seems to know exactly where to pounce on their unsuspecting victims. Jewels and personal belongings are, it seems, no longer safe, even in the house of one's friend. Police failure in this respect surely seems to indicate a severe and searching inquiry, etc., etc., etc.
Well, where does this get us?
Actually, I don't know. But I did have an idea.
Do you think your diamond necklace and bracelet was stolen all that long time ago?
But I may be wrong.
And if so, how did they get into your caravan 30 years later?
30 years later. My hat. Now I have got an idea.
An idea with Roland Fletcher generally leads to action. So follow the next chapter and find out where this idea gets the Grey Goose.